Östersund, Sweden. Here's an update on the status of Mark Aarons's post-surgery racing ability. It's still damn good. There had been consideration that the 32-year-old world champion might have came into the 2023 Para-Nordic Skiing World Championships with an optimistic outlook to see how things go following off-season surgery on both heels. However, the razor-focused Aarons looked as sharp as ever on two skis, and won three gold medals and a silver at the only major Para-Nordic skiing event this season, bringing his total world championship medal total to a rather impressive 19. We were uncertain where I would be and what kind of speed that would equate to. Fortunately, it was very good, said Aarons, a Hartsville, PEI native. I was really able to focus on the races and bring out the points I needed to and perform on those days. The shooting and skiing sport of biathlon is Aarons's strongest event, which showed in Östersund, Sweden, from January 18-29 when the towering 6'4" Canuck won gold medals in the 10-kilometer and 12.5-kilometer races, and silver in sprint. And with each gold, Aarons let out a signature mighty roar across the finish line. He also captured gold in the men's 10km standing cross-country skate, a massive milestone for Aarons as it is his first gold at a major cross-country championship. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Nordic Canada, at Nordic Canada. He suspects an adjusted training routine to accommodate his surgeries had something to do with it. Aarons has had a single focus on skating and technical aspects since he began training last August. I think part of what's going this year is I haven't been able to classic ski, said Aarons. I never quite focused a lot of skate races, and, in particular, 10Ks because that was always a race I was never quite good at. My strength was my shooting, I was always consistent with skiing but never the top skier, and that changed this year a lot. Last offseason saw considerable changes for Canada's Para-Nordic ski team, mostly on the coaching side, such as longtime coach Robin McKeever moving over to coaching the national ski team, while new staff and coaches Brian McKeever, Bjorn Taylor, and Menno Aarons join the management team. Menno, who is the brother of the 19-time world championship medalist, started with the team in October as its new biathlon coach. It's the first time the Aarons brothers have worked together as athlete and coach. We've always worked together as brothers, said Aarons. We started training and working together, pushing together whether it was the skis and later on the shooting, but having Menno there as part of the staff and actual biathlon coach is the first time we were at our first major event world championship, so that was kind of special as well to be able to share in some of those moments. Menno was part of Canada's coaching staff that saw the team's best ever 16 medal haul at a World Championships, watching pupils and his brother excel on the course. It's kind of a surreal moment to be that coach, and yet, still want to feel that pride for your brother, said Menno. You celebrate in the moment, but then you have to go back to your job. You have to compartmentalize a little bit and be like, okay, we still have shooters in the race, we got to do this and celebrate later with everyone.